This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Astros continue to lead 8-5. They're in the ninth inning, trying to get out of this thing to secure a win. Cam Smith, the star today. Not one, but two. Two homers today. I was about to get rolling here. They're playing the Mets, playing pretty well as the fellas. Also, I'll say it, I'll give him credit. Force Whitley.
Had an actual inning, didn't he?
He played baseball today. Good for
him. I'm a real boy.
You had to dig that one out, didn't you, Tyler?
Been a minute.
He did look. You know what?
He looks so happy.
Despite as this person who texted, why does it feel Ron takes pleasure in talking down about our pro sports team? I don't know what it. You send in you texter or anyone, please send in suggestions on how I can sound like I'm not trying to take out Houston sports teams. I'd like for the inflection in my voice. Please help me with that.
Hold on, Joe.
But I did. I enjoyed to see the happiness of him in the dugout. Did you see him?
He looked legit, like joyful talking to Julian Morales.
Like he got through an inning, through.
Fours?
Yeah,
he did. He's learned to deal with it. Hell, he's had plenty of experience.
Well, he's probably just happy to be there in the dugout.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Hell, I mean, he had him a nice little inning. Let's go over here and chit chat with Julia.
The greatest stat that I ever heard was that he was in the organization before Yuli Gurriel was.
That's a punch right to the nuts.
That was the one that I still don't know if I believe it. I saw it, but I still don't know if I believe it that he got there before he did. The Astros do go ahead and win behind Cam Smith and others, 8-5. So Sean and Seth, who were at the game, who knows what they're about to do now, celebrating an Astros victory. They'll find somewhere local to get after it there. Have themselves a good time. I'm sure Adam Spillane will join them soon.
Out there chasing iguanas in Florida.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, watching the Astros chasing iguanas, man.
Oh, Seth's...
And that's not code for anything,
Seth's
by the way.
Bewilderment with the behavior and sight of iguanas had me giggling to myself.
I think I'm going the other way.
What's that?
I think I'm chasing iguanas. I'm going to go ahead and move on about my day.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not going to be part of my pastime. but look, they seem to be entertained.
They're having a good time.
Lizard.
Tyler looks like you chase a
Tyler iguana. Would have one with his pet. He'd have one coming to him.
Yeah, he would. Name it.
I named a lot of them last time I was in Mexico. They were running around on the beach, and we started naming them each morning.
God, how drunk do you have to be?
Very.
Let me start naming these puppies.
That's what dark liquor out in the Mexican sun will do to you.
There you go. That's what. But then, what were you drinking?
A little bourbon, a little whiskey.
There you go. That's what I said, that dark liquor. That sounds like it.
Remember, y'all gave me hell for drinking old fashions by the pool.
Yeah, so you did. So
you moved
to the beach.
Don't say y'all. I defended you. You drink what you want to drink.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Clint was the one.
And you drink what you want to drink whenever you want to drink it, and I'm free to think whatever I want to think whenever
sure,
I want to think.
Sure.
If you drinking that out on the damn beach in the mornings, naming iguanas, yeah, I'm
I had never done it before.
I'm gonna give you that 1-800 number.
And I am convinced I will
deep
do
in that
it.
Liquor.
I will do it out of spite, and I will send you a phone number.
Hey, holding an old fashioned like this old fashioned with an iguana in the background. That's that old Hank over there. Hey, that's Hank right there.
And with Courtney sitting there next to me saying, "You know you don't want that damn thing." I had that purple. Damn. I had that sweater vest. You know you don't want that
damn. And I used to rock the hell out of some sweater vests.
Did you?
Yeah, when I worked at that church, I had like five or six of them.
Oh, yeah. Did you wear short sleeve button-ups underneath it?
Long sleeve, but I would normally roll the sleeves
okay,
up.
Okay, but they started long sleeve. Yeah,
yes.
those are like people with little teeth. I don't trust you. Sweater vest, short sleeve shirt.
I got to agree there.
I really just have a distaste for people who wear suits, blazers, and have short sleeve shirts underneath.
Yeah. What the hell?
That's not good.
It's not the right move. No.
All right. I thought this was something D'Amico had to say at the combine, and I think, fellas, this is to me probably the thing I'm most confident in D'Amico Ryans when it comes to him as a head coach. I think he's a really, really good head coach that has the potential to be a great head coach in this league. And after 2 years, he's well on his way. We've talked about the culture, all of the things that he has been able to do and instill and establish since he's been here. But to me, this may be the thing that gives me most confidence about him when it comes to being a head coach.
The biggest value I get from being here is just being able to sit down across from the players face to face, be able to hear their story, hear their background, their upbringing, but also just get to feel their energy and feel their passion and love for the game of football. It comes off in those 15-minute interviews, and I can feel that energy very instantly.
I think, fellas, to me, like there's some things here, man. We've been critical of decisions and things that D'Amico has done, and you know, I'm sure we will continue if given reason to do so. But we've also praised him as well. And to me, Clint, this is one where I think he does a great job of sitting down to me, especially with young players, but rookies, free agents. I think he can sit down with these cats and completely get a real understanding of that matches what I'm looking for.
Yes.
That fits what I'm looking for. Now, I'm not saying players he's inherited, but I'm saying when he sits down and he sits with Kamari Lassiter and could say, yeah, I know he runs a 4.6 or whatever, but that fits exactly what I'm looking for. Will Anderson, that fits exactly. CJ, that fits exactly what I'm looking for. Obviously, the free agents that he brought in as well. I think that is, to me, and that's not always the case, to be able to have a coach to have the eye to see the talent and see the inside of a person and say, that guy fits exactly the culture and everything I'm trying to create.
Yeah, look,
I think that's something he's great at.
I agree wholeheartedly with you, Ron. I think when you look at the two main decision makers with this football team, when you look at Nick Caserio, I believe the biggest advantage that he's brought to the Houston Texans was when the way he built the team from scratch, and he just said, I'm not making any exceptions. I'm not going to have any cancers in the building. I'm not going to have any misfits in the building. Get the hell out. We're going to build this from the ground up. I think that's by far the biggest advantage that Nick Caserio has brought to the Houston Texans organization since he got here. You look at D'Amico Ryans, I think the biggest advantage, and this is a mouthful because he is a great defensive coordinator. There's no doubt about it. But I think the biggest advantage that D'Amico Ryans, the coach, brings to this organization is exactly what you just said. His ability to evaluate players in a very comfortable, normal, authentic, genuine, sincere way, and then identify the guys that play the game the way that he wants the game. He thinks the game should be played, which is that swarm mentality, which is with a next level physicality. His ability to find those guys, his willingness to be aggressive and go get those guys in drafts, and how often he's hit on those guys, I think it's the biggest advantage that DeMeco has brought to date in terms of, he's got a lot of advantages. Like I said, he brings a lot to the table, but I think the number one thing was getting this organization to where you are a 9-10 win team that, especially with the division in the shape that it's in, you're going to be the favorite to win it. You're definitely always going to be in the conversation to win it, regardless of what's going on around you. Getting to that point, I think DeMeco and Nick have done those two things, and I think it's the biggest advantage we've seen them create so far.
And Clint, even since the time that DeMeco has arrived, we've seen some change with certain players, different guys in and out. And I think that is also a big point. And now C.J. Stroud had a lot to do with it, but I think that's also a big part of why the change in terms of success happened so quickly. Because I think he can evaluate and see, all right, I got that fits. Mm-hmm. That fits exactly what I am going to need to have. And I think you're right. Nick, obviously some of the guys that were already here could fit that mode as well. But I don't think that's always easy. I think sometimes we see coaches who make mistakes or teams make mistakes and think, ooh, man, I'm enamored by that talent.
Yep.
And that talent, I'll just make that talent fit. And sometimes that talent doesn't fit what your culture and what it is that you need and expect from your team. And I think they do a great job, especially DeMeco. And when he sits across from guys, like to me, I'm not going to sit here and guarantee it'll work. But I would imagine the guys that he sits across with, that he feels like he wants to go with in this draft, will be guys that fit, you know, as you guys were saying last week, swarmy.
Oh, yeah, swarmy mentality, man.
That swarm. They got that swarminess.
That guy's swarmy.
That makes me feel weird.
I agree. I don't like it either.
Yeah. By the way, I wonder if this guy would be swarmy to DeMeco. Clint, this has been reported this morning that Commanders defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, who has 1 year remaining on his deal, was informed by the franchise of Washington, the Washington Commanders, that he has permission to seek a trade per sources. I don't know about you, Clint.
Bad MF-er.
From at least the outside looking in, not knowing, you know, Jonathan Allen or DeMeco and them sitting down with Jonathan Allen, Clint, to me, we talked about the place on the defense where you could say, hey, let's see them really take a chance and jump and improve on there. You feel good on the edge rushers. You feel good to the with the linebackers. And you feel good with the corners. Safety maybe a little bit there, but you feel pretty good there. The one spot where you're like, hey, this could be taken up a notch is if you get a dude in the middle, a D-tackle in the middle, and it looks like 29-year-old Jonathan Allen, who we've talked about before, is going to become available. And this two-time Pro Bowler before 30 come available. Clint, I think the Texans should at the very least be involved in these conversations.
Yeah, look,
checking in.
It is the absolute definition of the kind of guy that I'm talking about. I love DeMeco's thought once again up front on the defensive line with, hey, because he's adamant about it. Look, I believe in eight guys, and I believe in rotating eight guys, and they all bring different skill sets to the table, and we'll use them accordingly. Hey, I get it, man. And I like what he's done across the board with this defense. Hard to complain. The next step for me is a plug and play guy like a Jonathan Allen that when critical moments come up, whether it's a critical drive late in the game into first half or a critical down on third and whatever, you put a guy in there that commands a double team, that the offense goes, hey, we got We got to put two on Jonathan Allen. Now you've got one of your defensive ends singled up or needing some kind of help. So now you got the offense guessing. You got the offense trying to figure out a way to stop you. I think Jonathan Allen would take this thing to the next level. You're looking at base salary next year of $15.5 million. There's a $6 million prorated signing bonus, which I believe that would go back to Washington. Not 100% positive. There's a little roster bonus, a little workout bonus, but those are, I mean, they total $800,000. No factor, no impact on whether the Texans would be interested or not.
Would you be in the thought of ripping it up and getting a new deal that's, you know, 2-3 year deal? Maybe, obviously, potentially make the money come down early.
Yeah, look,
would you be going long term, or would you treat this like Diggs?
I think he's a guy that you could do either way. I mean, it just depends on what you want for him. I wouldn't go giving up second round picks for a 1 year, yeah. Then agree to let him hit the free agent market. No, I mean, I would. Jonathan Allen to me is a guy that, you would at least go, if you do go get him. The intentions are he plays really well and. You sign him to an extension, or you sign him to an extension before, because there's plenty of tape out there of who he is. I don't know where he lands in the D-line market, but I know when it comes to interior defensive linemen that are going to be available, you're going to be hard-pressed to find one that's better than him.
Clint and Tyler, the thought of a Jonathan Allen having the chance to have single coverage in rushing the passer from the interior, that is a scary
proposition. With Danielle Hunter on one end and Will Anderson coming off the other?
And Danico Autry maybe on the other side of him?
Yeah, I didn't think
like
of
you
that.
Can't, like, you can't, like, this is a guy that a lot of the time he's been in Washington has been the focal point of the guy up front they're trying to stop. And him to be able to go against interior linemen one-on-one a lot because of what's around him, like, that is a scary, scary proposition for teams that have to face the Texans. Because, like, you know, I mean, hell, there are times where Danielle Hunter had to go, that you were forced to go one-on-one, or Will, you were forced to go one-on-one. And as we saw, you know, in games a lot this year, the final game, the Super Bowl, that rush from the interior is the thing that really caused havoc. You've said that since, you know, we've had conversations for 5 years about the rush from the inside is the one that causes major concern. That would make the Texans D-line super scary if they had a player like that.
Yeah.
Look, in the middle.
That's, I mean, I've said it a million times. To me, that's where this team can take that. Defensively, there's not many places where you can take a big step. And interior defensive line play is one of them. A dude like this that's just on a whole different level than anybody that you've had here for a long time. And then you plug in some of the similar guys that you've had over the last year, the Mario Edwards type guys, and those guys are your rotational pieces, then you're on to something right there, no doubt.
Clearly, they're going to try to make a run after Myles Garrett, right? Is that what this
Let's
that
go! Is?
The Washington's going to try to make a run after Myles Garrett, and that's got to be kind of be where, hey, let's go ahead and unload old Jonathan Allen. Let's see if we can get a little extra cash.
Go forward, right? Washington.
Yeah, there we go. All right, as we continue, I don't know why I'm surprised this is happening in this country, but I cannot believe a staple like this is in trouble. And I need some help explaining it to me, and I feel like I got two fellas next to me who would go in depth in this, and we'll discuss that coming up next. These Double D's get me every time.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I must be ahead of the curve. I said last offseason the Texans should go after Jonathan Allen. That's not a bad idea. Not a bad thought.
Nope.
Not a bad thought. It is not. And not sure if the Texans will go in that direction, but he is requesting a trade, or I'm sorry, he's been given permission to request a trade and find a trade partner. And Houston would make a ton of sense. A ton of sense.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We will see what happens with Jonathan Allen. Maybe others aren't as surprised by this. Why is Hooters not working? why are they potentially, they're potentially filing bankruptcy, and a bunch of them are closing down across the country?
Got me stumped.
I just, like, I would feel like Hooters would be a company that, you know, I understand, I know, hey, look, shout out to Twin Peaks. They have really come on in to create a space in there. Is there some others that bombshells?
Oh, yeah, bombshells, tight ends.
I'm not familiar with tight ends.
Bunch of good restaurants.
What other ones are? I'm sorry. I just got bombshells, Hooters.
I think you got the big ones, and then I think you also got several smaller.
Talking about the size of the restaurants?
Yes.
Okay.
Size of the restaurants that go,
with a couple of two, three locations that go with the same concept.
The concept, there you go.
Boots and short jean shorts and little tied up flannels kind of deal.
Yeah.
Things everybody can love.
A little bit revealing.
I was going to say, someone just said, all I got is Twin Peaks and bombshells and Hooters. That was the only one.
I'm pretty sure. Google that, Cheryl. I think there is a tight end. I think there's a place called Tight Ends.
We went to Walk-Ons. No, right. Walk-Ons wasn't like that, was it?
I wasn't there with Walk-Ons.
They got more of that Buffalo Wild Wings vibe.
Yeah, right there. Tight End Sports Bar.
I'm a brass man.
It's permanently closed, so don't go there, boys.
Go for speed or for comfort?
Well, I just say I look at Hooters, and I think, like, Hooters is like the
Playboy.
I know. Hooters is like the Playboy, Coca-Cola, Uber. Like, it's first.
CLG.
On the scene. And I mean, they still have a look that you would think is, I would not think, like, to me, I just don't think 24-hour fitness is it. We're just going to lose it.
Like, the one in Baytown shut down a while back.
Yeah, they may have shut down, but they're all over the place. Like, it's like when you're the first of the concept, and then you clearly know everyone's copying off of you.
Here's the deal.
Too confident.
What? No, seriously. 713-572-4610. Jim Adler, you can text it too on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Those are on YouTube and Twitch. Why would Hooters be in a strug mission?
So here's the deal. First of all, we can all agree it's a sad ass day anytime one of these restaurants shut down, like possibly we're about to see from Hooters. You know, declaring bankruptcy, closing those doors. That's not anything any of us want to see. So.
I knew he had it.
What?
I knew he had it.
No. But I will say this. The reason that this is happening to the poor folks over there at Hooters and those lovely ladies that work very, very hard to make their living day in, day out at whatever location they're at. The problem is they didn't adjust with the times.
Really?
Whenever these other restaurants came around and started dressing their ladies. Well, they were a little more scantily clad, and they still are, because Hooters, is, as far as I know, is stuck to, I mean, the outfits, the uniform for Hooters is nice.
Are you saying you don't think Hooters is hootie enough, or?
Exactly.
I mean,
you look at the girls over at Twin Peaks, they're kind of in a different league.
They have a lingerie night, my thought is, Clint, those places got to be a little bit more aggressive because they've got to overcome the history of Hooters. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I go to these restaurants a lot. I mean, I go to Twin Peaks a lot more. Shout out to Twin Peaks. We'll see the next time you have us there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I look at the Hooters outfits. I mean, I feel like it's enough. I sent you a video of a Hooters young lady. You disappointed me with your response to that, but...
You disappointed me. You know why?
I don't know. I don't feel like, you know, they ain't wearing turtlenecks in there.
No.
It ain't. I don't think it has anything to do with the girls or the outfits, boys. I think they were poorly managed. I went in.
You've had an experience.
There was a Hooters on I-10 in Baytown, and it is by far the worst ran business.
I can verify
that I've ever stepped foot in. It is absolute. Now it's shut down. No wonder. I think they started bleeding money.
I think they tried to do
more with less on all fronts. And I think the business struggled because of it. And the competition just absolutely swarmed them.
Really?
Twin Peaks leading the way. Just absolutely. You go to Twin Peaks, I mean, locked and loaded. I mean, beautiful ladies
bring all the boys to the yard.
I mean, the service is great. The menu is tremendous.
That 29 degree beer.
Ain't no doubt about it. I do Coors Light. What do you do? But there's. It just pales in comparison when you walk in a Hooters to when you walk in a Twin Peaks. It's not, it pales in comparison.
No, I'm not going to lie.
Including the uniform.
A lot of what I'm seeing on the text line is the food is rough at Hooters.
I'll be honest with you. I've never, when I go to Hooters, their clam chowder, which is not a real clam chowder, but it's a good soup. I eat that. Back in the day, they had, you could go in there and get the crab legs and crack them joints, and they had the butter. That was good. But other than that, the only thing I've ever eaten consistently was their wings, and I thought they were pretty good.
Oh yeah,
like a bready wing. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I do think Twin Peaks menu is a lot better.
Tenfold better.
I was going to say I agree with that,
but I mean, come on, man, by going into damn Hooters.
I mean, the staff is better, the menu is better, the service is significantly better, the restaurant is cleaner and nicer and a notch above the Hooters.
The uniforms.
They do their little costume contest. I think people appreciate that.
Oh, lingerie week.
I mean, Tyler likes the fact that they still serve those little beers along with the bigger beers.
Little beers.
And them tenders, don't forget.
Yeah.
So you're saying they've just kind of just hung on to the name and not really.
You got to adapt or die, Hooters.
Yeah, I think they just didn't. When they were the only show in town, it was easy. When that competition rolled around the corner, they didn't know how to adjust. Their halftime adjustments were pissy po.
Well said, Dirty.
And here we are.
And it's a damn shame.
Yeah, I was gonna say I like the they have them like they got like smoked wings at Hooters. I think they call them Daytona wings or whatever. Mm-hmm. They got mm-hmm. them smoked. Them are good.
I like them spicy garlic joints.
Yeah. Now I'll be honest. Now that I think about it, if I were going to go to one of those restaurants, I probably would go to Twin Peaks first.
Easy.
Oh, it's without a doubt. I wouldn't even think about anything but Twin Peaks. The
views alone.
It's a shame, y'all, because there was a day back in my prime when
Mountain Man.
When you, boy, if you were in Houston or in Dallas and you caught a new Hooters opening where they'd bring that staff in from another, sometimes another state, but they'd bring in their all-star crew.
I'm a brand
to work there for about a month or 2 months to starting that thing up. Boy. That old player's card went a long way in those kind of situations.
It's got to be other things, because I've looked up some stuff here.
Well, I don't know what you're looking up over here. You're kind of stumbling through it.
I've
been doing research, too.
I don't know if it's just quite like the ladies have gone downhill. I don't get a sense of that. That's not what I'm seeing.
No, maybe in some locations, but no.
It's got to be. It's got to be something else. All right, coming up. Damn, man, pour one out. Hopefully they can. Hopefully now this is the thing that pushes them ahead to really. You don't need to lose Hooters. You don't need to lose paper.
All right.
Coming up, we'll do this in the next segment. Your chance to win rodeo tickets. Zach Top, you'll have a chance coming up in the next segment to win four tickets to see Zach Top March 11th. We'll do that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Well, hell, man, let's do it right now. Caller number six. Caller number six, 713-572-4610. Caller number six. Phone lines are open. Tyler will take care of you. You can be the winner of a four-pack of tickets to see Zach Top. That's who you're listening to right now. That is Tuesday, March 11th at the Houston Rodeo. Caller number six, 713-572-4610, Zach Top. You like Zach Top? I see you over here.
That's traditional as it gets right there, baby. That is traditional as it gets. And Tyler, you hit the
Tracy Lawrence sound and sound gun.
Absolutely, he's definitely got the '90s traditional country sound. And then if you really tune in, there's certain notes he gets pretty nasally with, and that's Tracy Lawrence to a T. Ain't no question about it.
Hell yeah,
he's good.
That man's last name is legit Top. Who's Zach Top, huh? About that. Caller number six. Shout out. Young fella, 27. Young dude.
Up and coming, baby.
Yeah. That sounds traditional right there. There he is. Caller number six. You have a chance to win those tickets. Tyler, we'll take care of you. Coming in also 5 o'clock hour. If you aren't able to win the tickets for Zach Top, caller number six. If you aren't able to win those in the 5 o'clock hour, you will have a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see John Pardee coming up March 13th, Thursday. You'll be able to do that in the 5 o'clock hour if you aren't able to win these tickets right now. By the way, as I look from the text line, somebody speaking to Tyler's heart, the tenders at Hooters are straight fire. My little man loves the fried pickles.
They don't call me tender eating Tyler for nothing.
That one gets me a lot. I know with no, not any of like my family or even Courtney, I don't think we have ever gone into any of those.
As a fam?
No. Or as a fam, or it just me and her. I don't think we have ever gone to any of those restaurants together. Like, I mean, and I almost wonder if Courtney, if you're listening, have you ever gone to a Hooters or Twin Peaks? If you ever even stepped foot inside one, I would not be surprised at all if she told me she has never stepped foot in one of those restaurants. That one does get me sometimes. I see, but they brought the whole fam out. Old wifey said, let's come on out here. Wife, kids, babies, let's come on out here to old Twin Peaks or Hooters.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's
You taking the girls out there yet?
No, I ain't taking the girls out there, but if I had a little boy, we'd probably stop through. If I had a little fella, if I had a little tray like you got, yeah, we may stop through there. Hey, Bob, you go out there and play good in that basketball game. Get you about 6-8 points tonight. On the way home, we'll ease by Peaks, baby. I hear they got old Valentine. I hear they got
old. Have you and Lowe ever?
Like, I don't think so.
I have picked up Hooters wings. I picked them up and brought them to the crib. We had never gone and dined.
I don't think so.
Text line coming through. My wife won't go. So I see it a lot. Every time we do shows there, I see, like, not just couples, but I see families.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, look, I'm going to tell you, Lowe is not a beer, sports, chicken wings.
Yeah, Courtney's all that.
I mean, she's not, like she'll eat them. I mean, if she will eat wings or tenders or whatever I bring home, but she's not, like, she ain't leaving the crib to go get it. And like Lo is not the kind that she's gonna be like, hey man, such and such is playing, man. Let's get in front of the TV for 2 hours.
Oh,
Courtney
would be Buffalo Wild Wings. It'd be
it wouldn't be one of Tyler's restaurants, huh?
He kept calling it that, like
he can't wait till it comes up.
Like and like saying it like it would like he was saying restaurant.
That's one of those terms that's one of those terms that we talk about. Like, I don't think I've ever heard it. I've been around a lot of guys that like quote unquote restaurants.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever frequently hung around a cat that would refer to those places as a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, that restaurant. Yeah.
That's what it is.
I think you said you missed it. You were on the phone giving away tickets. I mean it's great. I mean it is accurately put, no doubt about it. But I just don't know that I'd ever heard that.
Shout out to Paul, who is our winner. Yes, he'll go see Zach Top.
I think you ought to rescind those tickets if Paul was the one screaming at me in the first segment.
He sounded too nice.
Paul, I'm certain Paul probably was. Go back and check that out. 2 o'clock.
Check that number. I want to rescind those tickets, yeah, Paul. Damn it.
I bet you. How many have you and Megan gone to those type of restaurants together?
Yeah, we've gone to Twin Peaks time or two.
There ain't no
get
doubt.
Us a nice square meal.
No doubt. Text line coming in. As a kid, Hooters was a great reward for top performances in sports.
No question. Oh, I would use it. There ain't no doubt. I think I may start using it for my nephew just for the hell of it. Hey, Bob, you gonna go up to Peaks? You gonna go up to Twin Peaks, man?
If it's the nephew that I know of, he gonna be knee deep into some game or some phone.
I'll be like, damn, son, you staring at your phone. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm about to say, I know.
I understand getting bored at a lot of these places your mama takes you, but damn, son.
Yeah, you want to get kid off video games? Just take him to a restaurant.
Hey, Jake got a lot of his daddy in, boy. He's slow motion now.
Yeah. All right. The Rockets, they get back at it here after they had it off a little bit after that back-to-back they had against the Timberwolves and the Jazz. By the way, did you see the T-Wolves last night? And I know you made some money with Shea, but damn, they were down by 25 in the second half and came back and beat the Thunder without Edwards, basically. Without Edwards playing. They set Edwards down, and they came back and won in overtime in Oklahoma City. That was a – but like I said, I know Shea got you your money.
Oh, yeah. The only thing that kept me from a damn perfect night of best bets was Ann Edwards deciding to get every damn rebound he could see.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't scoring, so sure. He had to do something else. but they take on the Bucks here tonight in Toyota. And look, this second half or the rest of the way until the playoffs get back or get started here in the Rockets, who look like they're in a good spot to make the playoffs right now, sitting in the fourth spot, pretty clear of the Clippers, who lost again yesterday. It feels like, though, the Rockets do need a spark and need, you know, a hope for somebody to raise their game up a level, raise it up some more. And they do have a lot of young guys, Clint, on this team that you don't feel like have reached their ceiling, and you do feel like they can get better. But, and I want the people to look at this too as well. You can jump in on this on YouTube and Twitch, also on the text line. But at least when it comes to this season, Clint, the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Who do you look at this team and say, all right, I can see them not at their ceiling for this year. I can see them taking their game up another level. How many guys, or if any, who do you see that could really impact? Like, yeah. Reed Sheppard obviously could, but I don't know how much opportunities Reed Sheppard is going to. But do you feel like there's more to a Jalen Green right now? Oh,
absolutely.
That's
who I was thinking of. It's between the two, what I would say the two best players have been this year, Jalen Green and Amen Thompson, along obviously the all-star in that mix, the three best players, Alper and Şengün. But yeah, look, I think when you look at Jalen Green, obviously the low-hanging fruit is Jalen Green being more consistent, right? But also I think Jalen Green learning from Fred VanVleet. We've talked about him, Fred, over the last week and how noticeable it's been without him on the floor. Can Jalen Green ever become that level of point guard where he has the ability to do what he does and strike the way he does, but also has the ability to control the floor and command the floor? I think that's one. And I think Amen Thompson's another one. Like, we've seen a really, really, really good version of all gas, no break, Amen Thompson playing multiple positions, just flat, getting after it, borderline out of control most of the time, but he's so athletic, and he has the ability to play that way and be productive.
I feel like Kobe.
I still think there's another level for Amen Thompson. Now, I think it may be less noticeable, if you will. I don't know if noticeable is the right word, but him having more control, having more of an identity of who he is, what his specialty is, where he fits, when he's supposed to be there. Right now, I'll be honest, watching Amen Thompson, it just seems like, and I think a lot of this has to do with the injuries and kind of how they play. He plays so many different positions. He's asked to do so many different things. He at times, he's just running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And I think he, at some point, he's going to settle into, I think he'll always be that utility player, that player that has so many different facets to his game. He's never going to be pigeonholed. But I think he settles into his strong suit and is ultimately a better player. So I would say there's several guys, but the top two guys would be Jalen Green and Amen Thompson.
Yeah, Amen is very easy to me. Like, you tell me right now, all right, what are we sitting here in late February, April, May? I see him being a better player than he is right now. Like, I see him impacting the team more than he does right now. Like, I think we can set aside, I think we've reached a ceiling with Fred. By the way, happy birthday, Fred. Hopefully you get to come back and play on your birthday. The team sorely needs you. But I think Fred, I think Dylan Brooks, I think you know what you're getting there. Steven Adams, I think that's where they are. And they're very important, but I think this is where they are. If I were to say to myself, fellas, do I think Jalen Green is going to have a different level in May than he is now? Like, am I going to see the ceiling raised to this? I don't know that I am. Like I think he's a really good player, but I don't know if in a couple of months we'll sit here and look at it and be like, damn, Jalen Green has taken his game from being a really good player to another notch, right? I think him and Şengün, at least for this year, for the rest of the way, I feel like we're probably at where they're going.
What
to
we're
be.
Seeing is what we're gonna get, huh?
I'm not saying ever. I just like right now it feels like this is where they are, and people are testing in Jabari. That's a big one there. Can he be? He's been hurt so much. Obviously, missed 22 games, and he is one to me. Him and Amen are the two that I look at and say I can most definitely look at their games right now today. Because Amen's already done it once this year, where his game has looked to be at a different level. I can look at those two and say, yep, I can see in May those guys playing at a different level. I can see those guys.
Yeah, I agree.
Those guys getting better. I would hope that there's a different level in Şengün and Jalen Green. I just don't know if they hit it this year. I just don't know.
I agree with that. I think when I was talking about Jalen Green, I agree wholeheartedly. I think it's a longer term play.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a long term play where I'm in Thompson. You bring up Jabari Smith. Those guys, I could see them being different next week.
Yeah,
different players.
A month from now. Yeah. Somebody said Cam. I put Cam kind of in the same Cam Whitmore. I put him in the same situation that almost Reed Shepherd is in. I just don't know. Now, he gets more time than Reed, but I don't know if he's going to consistently get enough time to be able to make the impact you're talking about.
When they get to a point where Tari Eason's playing every night, he's not playing back-to-backs, right? I mean, it's like, how's that going to impact Cam Whitmore's time?
That's a good one. Tari is somebody that you can see taking it up another notch. All right, what you got coming up in the fourth?
All right, man, check it out. D'Amico Ryan speaking from the NFL Combine. There's a ton of audio right there, and we got to play a little love and hate, y'all. What did I like hearing from D'Amico Ryan? What did I hate hearing from D'Amico Ryan? That's next.